Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and, of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, M.D.
This is the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. And who doesn't want to do that? You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and Joe Galewski. I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening today. Our number to get on the air here today is 877-711-5211. That's a phone. Email is udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Welcome to a brand new affiliate for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, radio station KVSF. Yes, KVSF 101.5 in beautiful Santa Fe, Mexico. I've never been there, but I hear it's nice. So,
well, I have been there.
I'm sure.
I have been there, Joe, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a wonderful place. And there probably is no more what I would call interest in an art and vibrancy and culture than in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's a great city.
Well, we're glad to have them as a listener and an affiliate of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, KVSF 101.5 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. How about Dr. Arthur Perry at 34 past the hour? What are the topics today?
Well, one of the topics is that dentist in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Arthur was on the medical board of the state of New Jersey for 10 years, and he obviously runs a practice, maybe it's not obvious, has several practices in plastic or cosmetic surgery, and he can tell you when he goes to another doctor's office or dentist's office what he looks for to make sure he's going to be treated safely and that the practice at least will do no harm like this apparent rogue dentist may have done. So you'll have some secrets from Dr. Perry on what he does. And the other is he's going to talk about that doctor who was charged with manslaughter for doing liposuction on a heart transplant patient. And what, again, you should look for when you see another doctor and what ways you can make sure you're going to be protected, that that doctor is looking out for yourself. So he will be doing that. And he's also going to talk about oily skin and how you prevent oily or how you protect yourself from oily skin.
Straight talk from the docs. Dr. Arthur Perry, 34 past the hour. A real age tip our listeners can look forward to, right?
Right. Four surprising ways to keep your brain sharp.
Okay.
Four surprising ways that you can use to keep your brain sharp. And, Joe, one of them relates to, now, I shouldn't say this, but, we'll save it for the last. I don't want to give it away early on one of those four surprising ways. But one of those surprising ways is something you do every day, so you'll have to listen to us.
Okay, I will. The real age tip before the end of the hour. Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. The Supreme Court this week debating gay marriage, Proposition 8 from California, and the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, this week. And nobody can read anything other than we'll wait for June and a decision from the Supreme Court, which way that goes. The fate of this, right, will it influence public health care?
You know, one of the interesting things, I was really surprised by this story, which is a study that was done comparing the 15 states, health and of same-sex couples in the 15 states where there is same-sex marriage allowed versus the, I think it is, the 35 states, if I'm adding my addition, I don't know whether it's 35 states and two prefecturates like D.C. and Puerto Rico, which aren't states but are counted, but that don't allow it. And they found that same-sex couples were considerably healthier and had to go to the physician less often because they did have insurance, because they were probably taking care of themselves better. in those 15 states. Now, obviously, this is an association. We don't know a cause and effect, but it was interesting that health care would get better in the states where there was same-sex marriage allowed. And I don't know how good... I have not read the original part of that study because it was only published in abstract form, but it seems quite interesting to me.
Well, it's going to take a while to analyze all of this.
Why do the decisions always wait till June? Couldn't they release a decision earlier than that?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of cases take quite a while to write, and the decisions and dissenting decisions, and I think they do that because they don't want to take the heat, because once they render the decision in June, then the session is over for the year, and they don't come back again to the fall. So I think that's one of the reasons why. Three of the justices did say, though, that they were reluctant to rule on it because, same-sex marriage is relatively new, and there's not been a lot of, empirical evidence to judge whether or not, whatever factors go into, couples being able to marry, same-sex couples being able to marry. And I'm sure with regard to the health issue, with this case, that's probably going to take years and years to analyze whether or not, their health costs will be less from that. So, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Here's a pediatric story, and one of the top medical stories of the week about infants. The CDC says infants are fed solid food too soon. How about some details on that story?
Jeff, you want to try that?
Yes, I'd love to try that. So the American Academy of Pediatrics, a body that I just got my boards from, says that babies should be fed nothing but breast milk for 6 months. And there's data that suggests that the longer a baby is breastfed, the better a number of outcomes will be. So IQ is higher, rate of infections are lower, rate of obesity is lower. And so the CDC did a survey to see how many American mothers were sort of following this recommendation, and they found that around 40% gave their baby solid food before 4 months, and 9% started as early as 4 weeks. So that the breast milk recommendations are meant to serve as a preventive measure for health, but we also recommend no formula until around 6 months, and that's because we think babies are not really ready to handle it as far as their ability to control their mouth, specific solid foods, and particularly things like Cheerios that they might choke on. And what the data in this study said was that economics were a factor in deciding to introduce the solid foods too soon. So it turns out that Cheerios are cheaper than formula, and that's not a surprise. And they found that the women who tended to be in the group that fed their baby solid foods earlier were more likely to be younger and less educated and more likely to be single.
What about the baby's digestive system if a baby were to be put on solid foods too soon? Does that affect the digestive system? Is it too early for the baby to digest the solid food if it's too quick?
So that's a great question. We think probably they can actually... The digestion itself, so the obtaining of nutrients, we think is probably okay, but we think that it increases their risk of sort of food allergies, and then as well as eczema, and then celiac disease, which is sort of a form of a food allergy. And we think that they can get nutrients from the food, but we think that they don't, that it may harm their digestive health overall because they haven't developed the proper gut bacteria.
Why are moms quick to want to get off breastfeeding?
So, breastfeeding requires that you either pump or be present to breastfeed. So it is work intensive. But even in the study, they not only did they stop breastfeeding early, but they also stopped formula feeding or introduced solid foods earlier. And formula we think of as being pretty much almost as easy to use as solid food, although it is a little bit less portable.
All right, we'll be back with more of the top medical stories of the week coming up. Global warming. What are the consequences of global warming? Maybe one of these consequences you're not aware of. How many people will be cancer survivors, say, 10 years from now? And is there a link between vaccines, too many vaccines, and autism? And we have a germaphobe alert we'll tell you about coming up as well. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.